Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all right, all right. This is Watchman on the Wall. This is Elder G. Bethard coming to you from Warren, Ohio. This is Watchman on the Wall, End Time Internet Ministry, giving glory to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the one that was, the one that is, and the one that is to come, the Almighty, the Everlasting Father. Father, we thank you for being with us back in on the air a little bit. We have a little trouble, people taking vacations and everything, and kind of had me off guard there, but I'm back on now. We're going to talk about this year. Amen. We're going to talk about this salvation that was once delivered into the saints, that Jesus Christ died and rose again. He's coming back real soon. Soon, soon, soon. How soon? Sooner than I think he is. I think he'll be here this year. Praise God. Praise God. I believe it. The way Bible prophecy has been fulfilled, the Middle East, we see all war. We see a confrontation. We see commotions and all kind of things going on. Unbelievable. But we're letting you know, you better get ready, amen, because I believe the rapture is getting ready to occur at any day, any hour, any minute, any second. This is Elder G. Bazaar, Watchman on the Wall, amen. Let's bow our heads before we get into the word tonight. In Jesus' name, Father, we come to you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for letting us be here at this hour and time that we're living in. We realize that you're God, and beside thee, there's no one else. We know that 2,000 years ago, amen, you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall never perish, but have everlasting life. We thank you for it right now. We ask you right now, use my lips of clay through the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let the Holy Ghost speak through me, that I may speak to your people in these last and evil days. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, amen. All right, this is Elder G. Bazaar coming to you from Warren, Ohio, and I'm going on down there in Atlanta, Georgia on Block Talk Radio. Amen. Brother Jackson, I don't know if he'll be with me tonight, but anyway, we're going to go on, and we are going to talk about what the end time. We are getting ready to open up Revelation. Revelation is getting ready to be revealed. Amen. 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 We are definitely right now in the last church age. The last church age is called Laodicean, the Laodicean church age, which is the lukewarm, hypocritical, humanist church. And we realize that there's some people living amongst Laodiceans that Jesus Christ said, amen, I'm going to chastise you, and I'm going to call you out from among them, and I'm going to let you escape the tribulation period, because there's some people in every church. In every church, in the church of Ephesus, there were saved people. In the church of Smyrna, there were saved people. In the church of Pergamos, there were some saved people. In the church of Thyatira, there were saved people. There is the church of Sardis, the saved people. And Philadelphia, the evangelistic church. And the last church age is what? Laodiceans. And that is the lukewarm church. Or other words, the hypocrites in the church today are prominent. Amen. And we realize that a hypocrite is a person who professes Christianity but live like the devil. They have a form of godliness, but they don't have no power. And the power comes from the blood of Jesus Christ. By his shed blood on Calvary's cross, he died and got up on the third day morning. And when he got up, he had all power in his hand. Now he's able to save to the uttermost. And the Bible said, except a man repent. Except a man repent. Except a man repent and turn from what? His sins. His sins. Amen. The sin of unbelief. The sin of unbelief. And it's because of sin that people will not accept Jesus Christ. They love sin. They born in sin, shaped in iniquity. Did my mother conceive me? And a person want to go to heaven? Amen. He must come out of sin. And the only thing that can bring you out of sin is the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. The blood of Jesus Christ. is the only thing that could bring you out of sin through the Holy Spirit. Because without the shedding of blood, without Jesus Christ dying on Calvary's cross, there is no remission of sin. So there's nobody on this planet. There's nobody on the other side of this planet. There's nobody in hell. There's nobody in heaven other than God himself. And he became man. Ooh, he became flesh, walked among men, justified by the Spirit, seen of angels, and he now ascended up into heaven, sitting on the right-hand side of the Father, making intercession for you and I, that through him redemption can be claimed through the blood. My friends, I want to tell you tonight, at the bottom of my heart, the bottom of my soul, Jesus Christ on his way. He will be here, I believe, by my prophetic word of God, through the word of God. For 57 years, I've been preaching salvation through Jesus Christ only. I've been preaching end time eschatology for 57 years. And now we're in the time now where Bible prophecy is almost fulfilled up to the church age. The church age is almost over. In other words, the rapture of the church is on the brink at any minute, any second, any day, any hour, any year, because the Bible says in the last days, perilous times shall come. And buddy, it is already here. Listen to what Paul tells Timothy. In the book of Timothy, we will read exactly what would happen in the last days just before the rapture of the church. The condition of the world will be so astronomical that you wouldn't even believe it if you weren't even here. In the third chapter of 2 Timothy, Apostle Paul writes to Timothy and tells him this: the wickedness in the last days will be so astronomical that he says in the third chapter of the second book of 2 Timothy, it says, this know also that in the last days, in the last hour, in the last minute, in the last second, in the last month, in the last week, perilous times shall come, difficult times like never before in human history. Jesus Christ stayed here 33.5 years, and before he left, he said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man comes, because he said it's going to be action. It's going to be exactly the way that it was days in the north as it's going to be in this day. And, buddy, it is. Listen to what it says. Perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. Men shall be lovers of their own self. Men today don't love nothing but their self. They're out for self. They ain't out to do nobody else any good. They shall become what? Lovers of their own self. Covetousness. Covetousness means wanting what somebody else has. Boasters. Boasting about their situation. Boasting about their money. Boasting about their cars. Boasting about everything that they touch. They are boasting about it. Proud. Blasphemers. Using the Lord's name in vain. Using all kind of cuss words. Listen, they're trying to use the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, as a spirit of the devil, and Jesus Christ cast out devils by the prince of devils, and they said that the Holy Ghost is the prince of devils. That's the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. And there's other blasphemies that don't blaspheme the Holy Ghost, and that's blaspheming against God. They have the sign. They have the motions of Christianity, but they living like the devil. They got the devil in them, and they're imitating, trying to imitate the Christian walks. This is what it says, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, in contentment, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having the form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which crept into houses and lead captive silly women, with laden with sin, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these resist the truth. Men of corrupt mind, reprobate, concerning the faith, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifested unto all men, as there also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrines, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, and patience, persecution and affliction which came unto me at Antioch and Iconium, at Lystra, and the persecution I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yeah, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Yes, my friend, this is awesomely true. That this is the last day men will become proud and lovers of their self. There is so much going on in the world today that men can't even bear to hold on and see what the end going to be like. People are going mad. The love of many shall wax cold. Men are turning on each other. The government is turning on each other. Wars and rumors of war, pestilence and diseases is cropping the earth. Men can't even sleep at night. You can't even sit on your front porch unless you have a drive-by shooting. You can't hear nothing good hardly anymore. And the Bible said that time would come when there shall be a famine in the land. And it said there won't be a famine of bread and water, but of hearing the word of God. And the word of God is really not being preached. It's being preached by quack preachers. It's being preached by false prophets and false Christ. Everybody loved the lie before they loved the truth. And the Bible said God is going to send the strong delusion that they believe in the lie because they receive not the love of the truth. Let me tell you, the Antichrist is alive on the earth today. He's alive. He's alive. He is waiting for a specific moment in which he can come on the scene. He cannot come on the scene right now because, number one, the church is still here. And since the church is still here, the only time the Antichrist can come on the national and international scene is the church must be excommunicated. And this is the year, I believe, with my heart, with my mind, with my soul, with my strength, this is the year in which the Lord will rapture the church, because now it's out of tone, it's out of work, it's out of kilter. Why? Because people are not tending, they're not tending and seeking the Lord. And the Bible says, the day that you think not I come, I'm coming as a thief in the night. And the Bible tells me in Revelation, it says all these churches will have to respond to the call of Jesus Christ. And out of seven churches, only two was recommended that God said I'm well pleased with. And that is the church of Smyrna, which is a persecuted church, and the church of Philadelphia, which is the evangelistic church. And that's why the church now has to come out before the four walls and preach the gospel. And now the gospel is able to be preached around the world. Do you hear what I'm saying? Because we got all kinds of high technology and state-of-the-art communication. We got TV, we got the internet, we got YouTube, we got Twitters, we got TikTok. We got all this year new technique that the gospel can be preached. And Jesus Christ said the end will not come. The end will not come. The end will not come until the gospel is preached to all the world. And the gospel is being preached to all the world, but it's going to be preached more effectively after the rapture of the church. Because after the rapture of the church, God is going to call out a great host, which is 144,000 Jews. Let me break that down for you. The church mission is almost over. The mission of the church is almost over. The mission of the church was fulfilled from the time of the day of Pentecost until right now. The church has fulfilled its mission. It's almost time for the true born-again believers baptized with the Holy Ghost and filled with the love of God. Filled with the love of God and looking and hoping for the blessed appearance of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This church that I'm talking about is a blood-bought church, bought by the blood of Jesus Christ from around the world, from every continent, every hamlet, every city, every town. Jesus Christ is saving people everywhere around the world. And this is a church that Jesus Christ is going to rapture up. It's not just a local church. It's not just a local denomination. And by the way, ain't no denomination going to heaven. It's going to take the blood of Jesus Christ. Woo, Lord, have mercy. You can be Pentecostal. You can be Church of God in Christ. You can be Baptist. You can be Presbyterian. You can be Catholic. You can be Seventh-day Adventist. Woo, you can be all these denominations. And then you can be occultism all across the land. Demons and devils of worshiping false idols, and people are going to witchcraft, they're going to voodoo, they're going to warlocks, and yet still people believe that they can go to heaven. But nobody goes to heaven until they go to Calvary's cross, because that's where Jesus Christ died, suffered, and put in the grave, and on the third day morning he got up with all power in heaven and in earth. And he said, now I've got to go to Jerusalem and suffer many things. Then what did he suffer? Did he suffer? What did he suffer for? He suffered for your sins, my sins. He suffered for every human being on this planet. He suffered for their sins. He was crucified, nailed to a piece of timber. He was disfigured and whipped like a piece of meat hanging on the cross. He was beyond recognition, and he didn't say a mumbling word. He said, Father, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. We are in the last days. How do you know, Brother Bazaar? Because, number one, the Jews are back in the land. The Jews are back in the land. And since they're back in the land, they are preparing to meet the Antichrist. The Jews are going to meet the Antichrist, and they're going to think that it is the true Christ, and it is not the true Christ. It is the Antichrist. It is the son of perdition. It is the wicked one. It is the one that was prophesied that will come in the last days. And now we're living in the last days, and the Jews are getting ready to do something unique like never before. And it's going to shock the world when the Jews prepare, which they already are. They're prepared to build a temple. The Jews are planning to rebuild the third temple. And this temple will be the thing that the Antichrist will give the Jews permission to build the temple and to offer up animal sacrifices in the beginning of the tribulation period. In the beginning of the tribulation period, after the rapture of the church, the Antichrist will give the Jews permission to rebuild the temple and to offer up old sacrificial offerings such as animals, turtle doves, goats, and lambs because the Jews believe that Judaism is still in power, and Judaism is not in power no more, but God is going to give the Jews permission to build this temple because it must be fulfilled according to the prophet Daniel. In the last days, it is called the abomination of desolation in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, it is called the abomination of desolation. In the Old Testament, it was a sow. It was a pig that the Roman government used to put on the holies of holies inside of the temple and desecrated the temple. That was the old abomination desolation. But the new abomination desolation will be the Antichrist will do what? After the Jews build the temple, they're going to reestablish the menorah. They're going to get the two red heifers. They're going to offer sacrifice and then burn the heifers and use the ashes and oil and water to sanctify the temple and sanctify the people so that they can say we can start building the temple. And that temple is in the making right now. Right now, as you look at your TV set, the Jews are planning to rebuild the temple. As you look, walk down the road, as you look outside, as you eat your dinner, the Jews are planning to build a temple. And this temple is in the making. And this temple will be the temple in which the Antichrist will sit in. Who said the Antichrist is going to sit in the temple? Let's go to the book of Thessalonians. Lord have mercy. Look at what I'm trying to tell you. We are here. We are here. In the second book of Thessalonians, we will read these words. It reads like this. In 2 Thessalonians, Apostle Paul writes through the Thessalonians, and he said this. This is where the temple is getting ready to be rebuilt. And listen what it says in the second chapter of 2 Thessalonians. It says, now we beseech you, brothers, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled neither by spirit nor by word nor by letter as from us, as that day, that the day of Christ is at hand. It's at hand, right in the palm of your hand. It's in God's hand, and it's in your hand. Look at your hands. It's in your hand. Because the day of Christ is at hand. Third verse. Let no man deceive you. Let no man make a monkey out of you. Let no man fool you. It's not motivation speeches. It's not about money. It's not about tithe and offering. It's not about you going to church. It's about what? Don't let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. What's the falling away? The falling away is when the rapture of the church occurs. The world will literally fall away from the Christian faith. The church will be gone. The true church will be gone. But the people who are left here that call themselves Christians are not Christians. They're going to fall away from the first, and it shall be a great falling away first. And that man of sin, all right, listen what it says. And that man of sin be what? Revealed. Revealed to who? Revealed to the world. Revealed to the world. Revealed to who? Revealed to the world nationally, locally, international, around the world. He will be revealed to the world. The world will see him. The world will hear him. The world will witness him. The world will see exactly who this man is, and he will claim that he is actually Jesus Christ to the Jewish people, and he will give the Jews permission to rebuild the temple and try to reestablish Judaism. when the Jews get the permission of the Antichrist, they're going to believe that he is actually Jesus Christ. And that's the first evidence. That's the first evidence that Lucifer is going to try to deceive the Jewish people. And this man of sin will be revealed. Radio, internet, TV, big screen, YouTube, Twitters, TikTok, Instagram, all these telephones, cell phones, it will be televised. It will be seen worldwide because of the fallen away first. And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes. Now here we go, fourth verse, who opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called God. Now, where did this spirit come from? Where did this man come from? Who exalts himself above God? Who has always tried to exalt himself above God? Nobody but Lucifer and all his cohorts, all his cohorts. Lucifer is the one that exalts himself. How do you know, preacher? Let's go to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah tells me, amen. Listen, what Isaiah says in the 14th chapter of the book of Isaiah. Lucifer is talking, amen, to God himself, saying this is what he's going to do. 14 and 12. Listen what it says. 14th chapter of Isaiah, the 12th verse. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did it weaken the nation? Every nation on the planet is weak. Every nation on the planet is at war with each other. Every nation is against every nation. Nations against nation and kingdom against them, because they are weak. They are under the influence of the great Luciferian order. The Luciferians, which is demonic demons, which are fallen angels that fell from heaven because Lucifer said, this is what he said he's going to do. He said, but thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mountain of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. That's all he knows. I will be like the Most High. In other words, Lucifer wants to be like God. And since he is cast out of the heavens to the earth, his last downfall will be when the Antichrist comes, because the Antichrist is going to say that he is God Almighty. We'll get into that a little further. Amen. But right now, we're looking in Thessalonians where he says, fourth verse, who opposes and exalts himself above all and is called God, or that he is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. This is the Antichrist. He comes on the scene on a peace mission, but the peace mission won't last. It'll last maybe about 3.5 years. This peace mission will give the Jews the okay to rebuild the temple and reestablish. The Jews will believe that this man is actually Jesus Christ. But this man is not Jesus Christ. This man don't have no nail prints in his hand. This man never shed blood. He never hung on the cross. He never came back from the dead. He never was persecuted. Yet still, this man will come on the scene and he will claim to the world and to the Jewish people that he is Jesus Christ, and he's not Jesus Christ. And the Jews will believe it, and they will make a 7-year covenant pact with this Antichrist for 7 years. What you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about the devil getting ready to come down here and rule the world for 7 years. You hear what I say? Now, he's been ruling for the last 6,000 years. He's been ruling people. He's been controlling people. He ain't controlling God. He ain't controlling the weather. He ain't controlling nothing else. But he's controlling the people because the people, amen, fell, come from the fallen race of Adam and Eve. And everyone that's born in the world today is born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Every last baby that was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And let me tell you something else. Amen. The sins of a baby is innocent. And the blood of Jesus Christ covers that baby's sin until it is age of accountability. I don't know the age of accountability. Only God knows in heaven exactly those who are accountable. But let me tell you something. They tell me every baby, every child, every man, every boy, every girl is born in sin and shaped in iniquity. So let me tell you, somebody had to pay the debt for sin. Somebody had to die. Somebody had to suffer. Somebody had to hang on the cross. Somebody had to go in the grave. Somebody had to get up. Ooh, and this somebody can save anybody if you believe that Jesus Christ is the only way that a man can be born again, the only way that a man can redeem again. Why? Because when Jesus Christ was born, he was born without sin. He was born without sin. He was born of God. Why? Because God cannot be born. But God became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld the glory of the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father. So God Almighty became man. And when he became man, he was born of a Virgin Mary. And by him being born of a Virgin Mary, and Mary, since she does not carry the sin trait, you hear what I said? Mary does not carry the sin trait. A woman's ovary is sinless. A woman's egg is sinless. And what God did, he impregnated Mary with the Holy Ghost, and God became flesh. And when he became flesh, a child was born and a son was given. And she'll call his name Emmanuel. She'll call his name the Mighty God. She'll call his name the Everlasting Father. She'll call his name the Prince of Peace. She'll call his name the Altogether Loving. And he became man, walked on the earth for 33 and one half years. And they tell me he had a blood system. Hey, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He had a blood system. And this blood system was holy. This blood system was spotless. This blood system was precious. This blood system was uniquely sanctified blood. Sanctified blood. Got enough power to take sin out of man and wipe it out from his soul and his spirit and clean him up and make him a new creature in Jesus Christ. That's the only blood system in the planet that can cleanse men's hearts and soul, because man's blood is filthy. Man's blood is got full of iniquity, and animal's blood has no power to redeem man. It was just only a type and shadow of a better sacrifice, and that better sacrifice was no other but the name of Jesus Christ. God Almighty, self-existent one. Didn't have no beginning and don't have no end. He's everlasting to everlasting. Thou art God. He's a high power. He don't need nobody to tell him where to go because he's everywhere. He came from nowhere because he's everywhere. And since he's everywhere, there was nowhere for him to come. He's the inner and outer source of the universe. He's the God of gods and the Lord of lords. And there is no other God. You don't hear me? There's no other God but the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, the God of the patriarchs, the God of gods and the Lord of lords. And guess what? He became man. And when he became man, they gave him a name. He shall call his name Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sins. The Jewish people had the first opportunity. And since the Jews did not receive Christ the first time, Jesus said, I have some that's not of this fold, them also I must bring. In other words, he said, I'm going to engraft the Gentiles. And he engrafted the Gentiles during the church era. 12 years after the birth of the Pentecostal church. Woo! A Pentecost, the day of Pentecost. The day of Pentecost. Amen. They tell me the Jews were cut off. And when they were cut off, God engrafted the Gentiles. And ever since then, the Gentiles has been coming in, but the Gentiles and the fullness of the Gentiles is almost over, because when the church is raptured up, he's going to take all the born-again believers that's been washed in the blood of the Lamb. And then God said, I'm going to engraft the Jews back in. And when the church is gone, let me tell you something, there won't be nobody here to preach the gospel until Jesus Christ said in the book of Revelation in the 7th chapter, when John saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, and they were getting ready to bring judgment upon the earth. And the angel said, wait a minute, don't do nothing yet until I seal, oh Lord, have mercy, I got to seal 144,000 Jews. Let me slow down a little bit. What are the 144,000 Jews? This is the nation of Israel. God has already chosen. God got the number. He got the people already. 144,000 Jews are going to, listen to me now, they are going to preach the gospel after the rapture of the church. The rapture of the church must occur and must occur before the 144,000 come. The 144,000 will come from the 12 tribe of Israel. The 12 tribe of Israel. God got the number. God got the name. God got the time. There's a time coming right after the rapture. God is going to seal 144,000 Jews. This is a chapter in which the 7th chapter of Revelation shows you and me exactly what's getting ready to happen. It says this, after 7th chapter of Revelation, and after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending down from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. In other words, the angels can't do nothing. Judgment will not start until what? Listen, what it says. This is what it says. Let me get this right now. At the 7th chapter, the church is not here. The church leaves in the 4th chapter of Revelation. When John was caught up, and he heard the trumpets of God, and the door was open in heaven. That was the rapture of the church right there. The 4th chapter. The 5th chapter is the throne of God. That's where the saints are going to go. When the rapture of the church occurs, the saints of God is going to meet the Lord at the judgment seat of Bema. The 5th chapter is the judgment seat of Christ. The 6th chapter, the four horses of Apocalypse. But the four horses Apocalypse will get ready to ride. And the 7th chapter, just before the judgment is brought up on the earth, the 3rd verse in the 7th chapter says, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their forehead. So judgment will not start until the 144,000 are sealed with the Holy Spirit. And when they seal with the 144,000 sealed with the Holy Spirit, then they will start their ministry. And they will be preaching for 3.5 years. And he said, and I heard the number of them which were sealed. And they will seal 144,000 of all the tribe of the children of Israel. And of the tribe of Judas, 12,000. Of the tribe of Reuben, 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad, 12,000. Of the tribe of Asher, 12,000. Of the tribe of Nephilim, 12,000. And the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000. The tribe of Simeon, 12,000. The tribe of Levi, 12,000. The tribe of Issachar, 12,000. The tribe of Zebulun, 12,000. The tribe of Joseph, 12,000. The tribe of Benjamin, 12,000. And altogether, 144,000 will start preaching on the earth by God's command, sealed with the Holy Spirit. The church has nothing to do with this. Thank God the church will be in heaven looking down on the witnesses, the 144,000, because they will preach worldwide. Every continent will hear the Jews preach the gospel for 3.5 years continually, around the clock, 24/7, 12 months a year, 3 times 12, 36. That's 3.5 years. 6 months. They will be preaching that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. Listen to what he said. They're going to be preaching that he is Savior. He died and rose again, and he's coming back to do what? He's coming back to set up the millennial kingdom. The kingdom of God is getting ready to be revealed in the earth. But before the kingdom of God can be revealed to the earth, there has to be a 7-year judgment upon the wickedness, upon the abomination, upon the rebellion of mankind. And out of that 7-year tribulation, there's going to be a whole lot of people that get saved during the tribulation period. The tribulation period is for the Jews, but the Jews are going to reveal to the Gentiles that they are the people that God has chosen to preach the gospel in the last day to what? Bring salvation to the Jews and to the Gentiles after the rapture of the church. After the rapture of the church, there's going to be a gigantic, unique revival. It will be worldwide. I mean international, national, local. It'll be everywhere. The gospel will be preached everywhere. People will hear it down in the jungle. They will hear it in the ghetto. They will hear it around the world, New York City. They will hear it in Florida. They will hear it in New York. They will hear it in California. They will hear it in Texas. They will hear it in all 50 states of the United States. They will hear it in Russia. They will hear it in China. They will hear the gospel preached by the Jewish people so dynamic that they tell me after they get through preaching, woo, hallelujah, hallelujah. God will open up doors that many Gentiles and Jews will hear the gospel. And guess what happens after they get through preaching for 3.5 years? Listen what happens. Hey, listen what it said in the 9th verse. Beautiful, beautiful. It says, after this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne, before the Lamb, clothed in white raiment, and palms in their hand. These are the tribulation saints. These are the people that got saved in the first part of the 3.5 years of the 7-year tribulation. These people heard the gospel, and they responded to the message that the 144,000 evangelist preached for 3.5 years. And it was a number, so great a number, that no man could number. And he said, and saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might unto our God forever and ever, amen. And one of the elders said, this is one of the elders said, elder said unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they? Where did they come from? They came after the rapture. After the rapture, the unbelieving people who were here, they heard the gospel 3.5 years, and a great multitude worldwide got saved. These are called the tribulation saints. These are people that got saved after the rapture. They didn't go to church. They didn't pay their tithes. They didn't hear no motivation preaching. They didn't have time to get a blessing. The blessing that they got is they received salvation through Jesus Christ so they can escape hell. Because let me tell you something. The Bible said, except you repent, you shall likewise perish. If you reject Jesus Christ, if you deny Jesus Christ, if you ignore Jesus Christ, if you don't repent of your sins and be born again, you're going to die without Jesus Christ. And if you die without Jesus Christ, you're going to have to pay for your own sin. And the only place you can pay for your own sins is in hell. That's it. You will burn forever. Oh, I hate to say that. You will burn forever for your sins, for your whoremongering, for your lying, for your unbelief, for your homosexuality. You're going to burn if you don't repent from your sins. You're going to be tormented forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and never get a relief because you rejected the greatest sacrifice from here to eternity. God Almighty, the all-powerful God, the only God, became human. Think about that. Think about it. He became human. He had all the temptation that we have. He knew what it is to be human. This was the first time that God ever became human and the last time. He don't have a body of flesh. He has a glorified body now. And he became man and suffered, shed his blood, every drop. He shed it on Calvary's cross so that he could save my soul from sin and so that I won't have to go to hell and burn for my own sin. I can't die for myself. I can't resurrect myself. My blood is polluted. My blood is tainted. My blood is no good as far as what? Saving my own self. But it took the blood of Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit to save my soul forever. Never to be lost again. Never to lose my salvation. Because the Bible said, amen, Jesus Christ brought eternal redemption. Eternal redemption, saved forever by the grace of God and the love of God and the mercy of God and the goodness of God because he loved us so much. He loved the world so much. He gave his only, because that was the only way that justice could have to let loose and mercy came in. Because justice said if you sin in the Old Testament, you die. But when Christ came, he died for our sin. He took our place for us. For the sin offering, and by his taking our place, his soul, his sin, his body was sinless. And by being sinless, his blood was sinless. And by having sinless blood, which is God Almighty's blood, it had power enough to save us from sin by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So the first part of the tribulation is consisted of 144,000 will preach for 3.5 years. And when is that going to happen? That's going to happen after the rapture. The rapture will happen. The rapture is here. We're getting ready for the 70th week, spoken by Daniel the prophet. All the Bible prophecies almost fulfilled up to the church age. But there's 7 years of eschatology to be fulfilled, plus the 1,000-year millennium reign. But after the rapture of the church, there is 7 years of judgment on the earth. Listen to what it said. He said, what are these? Are arrayed in white robe, and whence came they? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, these are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood. Look at that. Made their robes white as snow in the blood of Jesus Christ. In other words, your robe is your soul. Your spirit is your robe. And the only thing that can make it pure and white is the blood of Jesus Christ. It's not church membership. It's not being a doorkeeper. It's not being just a preacher. If you're preaching, you still got to be born again. You're not going to heaven on your works. You're not going to heaven on your looks. You're not going to heaven on your status quo. You're not going to heaven on your mama, your daddy, your sister. You ain't going to heaven no way, no form, no fashion, in any other way but by the blood of Jesus Christ. No blood, Jesus Christ got life. And through that blood, you can receive eternal life by repenting of your sins and turning from your wicked ways. Listen what it said. It said, I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, these are they that came out of great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell with them. They shall hunger no more, neither any thirst any more. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor heat any more. For the Lamb, which is in the midst of the throne, shall feed them, and shall lead them into everlasting fountains of waters. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. The 144,000 preached the gospel for 3.5 years. After they get through preaching the gospel, they're going to be redeemed from the earth. And the tribulation period, the great tribulation, will start in the middle of the seven-year period. The great tribulation. There's a tribulation, and then there's the great tribulation. The great tribulation consists of the mark of the beast. That's when it's going to get so bad, it's going to get so demanding, that if you want to buy and sell, you're going to have to receive a mark on your right hand or on your forehead. That's called the Great Tribulation. That's when one of the greatest phenomena of all times occur in the middle of the tribulation. What is that, Brother Bazard? Well, Brother Bazard don't know, but the Word of God knows. And the Word of God tells me that's going to be a time when the Antichrist start rising up, and somebody is going to shoot him. Somebody is going to assassinate the Antichrist, the one that said he was Jesus Christ. They're going to kill him with a deadly wound in the head. All right, you got this place this now. They're going to kill him. He's going to lay in the morgue. This is going to be televised worldwide. People are going to see it. They're going to hear it. They're going to witness it. And they're going to be stunned. Jesus, the Antichrist, Christ has just been shot. And he's dead. Oh, my God. He's dead. He's dead. What the world going to do? Well, the 12th chapter of Revelation gives you a picture of the fall of Satan to earth. He's the prince power of the air now. He's working over this earth. He's in control of lost men, women, boys, and girls. Lost. He's controlling them. That's why you got so much killing and murdering and raping. You got all kind of homosexuals. You got all kind of drunkards. You got all kind of whores. And, oh, man, it is. You got men raping women, women raping men. You got people lying with animals. You got people eating human beings. You got people spicing babies and eating babies and drinking blood. You got all that going on right now. But in the middle of the tribulation period, the Antichrist is going to be shot. And he's going to be laying in the morgue for how long? 3 days. 3 days. He's going to be dead. And in the 12th chapter of Revelation, let's see what happens. In the 12th chapter of Revelation, the 7th verse, listen what happens. This is real. This is UFOs and aliens. This is shape-shifting. These are Luciferians. These are wicked spirits in the heavenlies. And in the 7th verse, Lucifer is a prince power of the air, and all his cohorts. And listen what 12 and 7 say. And there was a war in heaven. What war? The war that's getting ready to occur in the heavens, the first and second heavens. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not, neither was there place found anymore in heaven. So Satan will be cast down out of first and second heaven to earth. He's coming to earth, right? Absolutely. He's the prince power of the air now, so he's got control of the air. But he's coming to earth because Michael will literally cast him out of the first and second heaven. Now listen what it says. And prevail not, neither was their place found anymore in heaven. He's done. He's out of heaven. He's out of first in heaven. First and second in heaven, he's on earth. All right? And the dragon was cast out, the old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So Satan, Lucifer, the old dragon, and all his angels, all the UFOs and the flying objects that you see in the heavens are going to be cast to the earth. They're coming down here. There's an invasion. The devil's going to invade the earth. And the way it looks now, it looks like he don't invade it because the demons and devils are working 24-7. But now he's the prince power there, and he's coming to earth. When he comes to earth, he's going to be cast out of heaven. The Antichrist is going to be dead. 3 days, he's going to be dead when Lucifer is cast out by Michael. Lucifer said, now is my time. I'm going to incarnate my deity into the Antichrist and raise him from the dead. Yes. Antichrist will be raised from the dead. When he's raised from the dead, he's doing a duplicate of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, which is a farce, which is a quack, which is a Mickey Mouse, which is something that Satan is trying to deceive the world. He's going to incarnate this man and raise him from the dead, and he's going to stand up on his feet. And when he said stand up on his feet and come back from the dead, he's going to say that he is God Almighty. He's going to desecrate the temple. He's going to take the Ark of the Covenant and remove it. He's going to take the veil curtain and rip it. And he's going to go into the holies of holies, which only a high priest is able to go into and stay alive. But here, they're going to desecrate the temple, and God done left the temple. He's not in the temple now. But the Antichrist is going to desecrate the temple, move everything out of the temple, and sit on the throne in the temple and claim himself as God Almighty. All right? He will claim that he's God Almighty. And you'll find that in the book of 2 Thessalonians. I read that to you. Amen. I'm going to get it again. Let's finish up on that. Amen. In the book of Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, it says, second chapter, it says, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God, or that he is worshipped, so that he has God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. So the Antichrist is in the temple. He's claiming that he's God Almighty. He got all power in his hand. He done been raised from the dead by the devil. The devil done raised him up, and so that gives a lot of people a whole lot of deception, and they will believe that he is God Almighty. Since he done been raised from the dead, they don't recognize that this here man ain't never died. He ain't died by no, Jesus didn't die by no bullet wound. They hung him on the cross. So the world is excluding the cross, don't have no remind of the power in the cross, and they believe that this man is God Almighty because he's been resurrected from the dead by Lucifer. Listen what it says. Remember ye not that when I was with you, I told you these things, and now ye know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. The thing that's holding back the Antichrist now is the church. And the Antichrist can't come until the church is removed. The sixth verse says, and now ye know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. The Holy Ghost is where? The Holy Ghost is in the church. The Holy Ghost is in the church. So when he will be taken up in the church, because that's the only way you're going to get to heaven, you got to have the Holy Ghost in order to get that transformation of the body. Because flesh and blood will not inherit the kingdom of God. And the Bible says, in a moment of a twinkling of an eye, the dead in Christ shall rise, and we that remain alive shall be called to meet the Lord in the air. So if you're not saved during the time of the rapture, you will be left here. If you're saved and sealed with the Spirit, then you will be changed in a moment of twinkling eye and be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. If not, you'd be left here. Now listen what it says, 8th verse. And then, and then that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. I'll read that again. And then the wicked, the Antichrist, the wicked trinity of Satan, which is the Antichrist, the dragon, and the false prophet. That's the trinity of the devil. And he says, and then the wicked, what? Be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of the light. He's going to destroy him and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. When Jesus Christ comes back to this earth, he is going to destroy the wicked one, the devil, the Antichrist, the false prophet, the dragon. The devil will be put into the bottomless pit and sealed for 1,000 years. And then listen to what it said. And then the wicked shall be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan. This is all the working of Satan with all power and signs. And what? Lying wonder. Man, this clown, this Mickey Mouse, this Donald Duck, this quack, my God. He is going to do what? All kinds of miracles. And that's what the church folks, some folks believe, seeing a miracle. And the greatest miracle that you can do, that you can experience, is the new birth. And people are not experiencing the new birth these days. They think they are. But the new birth is different from any other new birth you can receive. And that is the love of God comes into your heart and change you. One thing that you can receive, that you know you've been born again. The Bible says you know you have passed from death to life because you love the brother. And if you love your brothers, if you love your white brother, your black brother, if you love the unloved, don't love what they do, don't love what they say, but you love them to win them to Christ. Persecute you, you still love them. Because you are, you still love them. Why? Because God so loved you that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in shall not perish. So let me tell you something. You know you've been born again because you love the brother. Listen, it was even him who's coming is after the working of Satan with all powers and signs and lying wonders. He's a father of lies. He lied, lied. He lied to Eve. He lied. He didn't lie to Adam. Adam knew what was going on. He lied and deceived Eve. He caused Eve to touch the fruit. He caused Eve to eat the fruit. He caused Eve to give it to her husband. Adam knew what was going to happen when he touched it or ate it. But basically, when he ate that fruit of knowledge of good and evil, the whole human race died. The whole human race was cut off from God. Had no contact with God. Had no hope. until God himself explained the plan of redemption to Adam and Eve. He explained the whole plan of redemption through with Lucifer. He told Lucifer, I'm going to send a seed between your seed and a woman's seed. He told Lucifer, you're going to bruise his heel, but he's going to bruise your head. He's going to smash you to smithereens. He's going to cast you into the bottomless pit, and from the bottomless pit, he's going to cast you into the lake of fire. And all those that followed you, all those angels and all those in the human race that followed you and did your bidding, they're going to burn in hell forever. Why? Because they refused the plan of salvation. They refused the blood sacrifice that I gave. Listen what it said. Listen what it said. This verse says, and with all deceivableness and unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion during the tribulation period, that they shall believe a lie, that they might be damned, who believeth not the truth, but hath pleasure in unrighteousness. All those during the tribulation that can continue in sin and refuse the opportunity to receive Christ during the time, guess what? God is going to send them a strong delusion that they are believing a lie because they receive not the love of the truth. It's going to be hell on earth in the second part of the tribulation. But where is the resurrection found of the Antichrist in the Bible? I'll show you the resurrection of the Antichrist in the 13th chapter of Revelation. If you get your Bibles, if you got them, it says, listen to what it says. And I stood up on the sands of the sea and saw a great beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads, 10 horns, and his horn, 10 crowns, up on his head, the name of blasphemy. This is the one world government, one world dictator leader. And the beast which I saw was like a leopard. In other words, this one world leader, this one world government is going to be like a leopard. It's going to move swiftly. And his feet were like a bear. He's going to be a vicious, vicious dictator government. His mouth was the mouth of a lion. And let me tell you, a lion has great authority. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat of the great authority. This Antichrist is going to have control of the European common market, which is NATO. NATO, remember that, NATO. NATO is going to be the one that's going to be led by the Antichrist. The 10 horns, the 10 crowns, and the 7 heads represent the 7 world empires that was and is and yet to come. That is the Roman, the Egyptian Empire, the Assyrian Empire, the Medo-Persian Empire, the Grecian Empire, and the Roman Empire, 7 empires. And then it says, and the 7th Roman Empire will be revived. That is the revival of the Roman Empire, which is the one world government. The one world government is already in motion and is getting ready to take charge. This is what it said. Now, here we go. It is the assassination. All right, we don't see the characteristic of this here kingdom. It's going to be swift. It's going to be a ferocious kingdom. It's going to be a dictator kingdom. It's going to be an authoritative kingdom, and it's going to be headed by the dragon. The devil will be the head one. And he said, I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death. That's the assassination of the Antichrist. He don't become the beast until after the resurrection. I read it again. And I saw one of his as it was wounded to death. And his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast. His deadly wound was healed, meaning that he was resurrected. And the wound was healed. And he stood up on his feet. And he gave his own authority that he was God Almighty. And then it says, and all the world, my God, and all the world wondered after the beast. That means
majority of the world will go to hell. You hear what I said? Majority of the world will go to hell. Majority of the world will go to hell. Why? Listen what it says. This is what they did. This is what majority of the world will do. And they worship the dragon, which gave power to the beast. So when they worship the Antichrist, they're actually worshiping the dragon. And they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? Who is able to stand against the devil? Who is able to stand against these beasts? Who is able to stand against the demons of hell? Normal human being can stand against Satan. Satan is no match for the human race. The only match, the only defeat that Satan can come through is the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is the one that's going to defeat the devil, the false prophet, and the dragon. He's the only one. Because here they're saying, who is able? And they worship the dragon, which gave power to the beast, and they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? And who is able to make war with him? Nobody but Jesus Christ. And there was given to him a mouth, speaking great things and blaspheming, and power was given to him to continue 42 months. 42 months equals 3.5 years, 1,260 days. This is the last part of the tribulation period. And he's going to rule and reign for that time. Now listen what it says. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things, blaspheming, and power was given to him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth and blasphemed against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. Who? Who's dwelling in heaven now? At this period of Revelation in the 13th chapter, the church is in heaven. And the devil's going to blaspheme, try to blaspheme. He's just talking with big talk. He can't talk about what God's going to do. And he opened his mouth and blasphemed against God. That's all he's doing, against God. He blasphemed his name, blasphemed his name, his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven. So he blasphemed the church, talk against the church, hates the church, don't like true salvation. He's hanky-panky, he's a quack. He's a Mickey Mouse and a Donald Duck. He don't know. He can't do nothing but kill, rob, and destroy. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues of men. He got all power over all kingdoms of the earth at this time. He got all power. That's what it says. Is that what it says? And it was given to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, kill them. And power was given to him over what? All kindred and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names were not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundations of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. Go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword shall be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And I beheld another beast come up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. Who is this lamb? Who is this here beast coming up out of the earth? This is the Pope. This is the Pope of the worldwide religious system of the worldwide church. This is the Pope. Catholic means universal, so he is the head of the universal false church, quack church. hypocritical church, humanist church, a church that's involved with idolatry and homosexuals and liars and whores and prostitutes and drug addicts, people who don't believe nothing about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, people who spit at it, people who deny it, people who reject it. These are the people that the Pope will be heading, and they will say, this is the way. And this beast was coming up out of the earth. So it'll come from the Roman government. And he had two horns. In other words, he had power. And talked like a lamb. Talked real soft, real meek, real kind, real sweet. Oh, just say, oh, nice thing. They ain't never raised his voice. They ain't never, you know, rise in a limousine and do all kind of hand signs and do all that. But this is a false prophet. This is Satan's masterpiece. And listen what this false prophet does. And he exercised all powers of the first beast before him. That's the Antichrist. And causes the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast. In other words, he points to the Antichrist and says that this man is Jesus Christ. This man is God Almighty because his deadly wound was healed. Now you worship him. Honor him. Fall down on your knees. Worship the music. Worship the homo. Worship all the iniquity that you can think of. All the black magic, all the voodoo and all the hoodoo. Do all that old wicked stuff. Drink baby's blood and drink the urine and eat the flesh and worship the devil. And he does great wonders so that he maketh what? Fire to come down out of heaven on the earth in the sight of man. So he's going to do miracles just like the Antichrist did miracles. Because the devil can do miracles too. But the devil can't take his miracle and say that it's God. He can't do that. But people today are doing it. And he does great wonders so that he maketh fire to come down out of heaven to earth in the sight of man. And deceiveth them that what? Dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. So worship the beast and bow down to him, because all the miracles that he has done proves to you that he got to be God Almighty. And it's not God Almighty. It's the devil. It's the devil, the slew-foot, two-faced, Luciferian devils, demons, demigods, satyrs, Nephilims. These wicked spirits are covering the earth like water covering the sea. They're deceiving people. They're wiping them out by the thousands. And he had power to, now listen, and he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Now, this is the period of devastating decision that every human being will have to make when this mark of the beast comes. And it says, and it causes all both, small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. Tattoo. The mark of the beast has arrived. By the way, the mark of the beast is already here. They're using it already. And people are going all wild about it. But in the last 3.5 years, the mark of the beast will be instituted. Now listen what it says. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and born, black and white, yellow and green, no color has anything to do with it if you receive this not. Because if you don't receive it, you will be killed. And that no man might, what, buy or sell, save he that had the mark. The only way you can buy or sell or do any kind of business or go anywhere or buy anything, you have to receive the mark showing that you are a worshiper of the beast. In other words, you are like selling your soul to Satan. And people are doing that now. They're selling their soul to get rich. They're selling their soul to get in position. They're selling their soul to get gas stuff that they literally can't get it on their own. So they sell their soul to the devil. And they're selling souls now. And during the tribulation period, if you want to do business, you're going to have to receive a mark on your forehead or on the back of your hand in order for you to buy or sell. And the whole world is going to betray each other. Parents, lovers are going to betray each other to survive. If you don't receive the mark, you will be beheaded. You will be beheaded. You will suffer as a mortal for the cause of Christ. In other words, if you trust in Jesus Christ during the tribulation period and you refuse the mark, you will have to die by being beheaded. And there is going to be a beheading in the United States of America. There's going to be a great persecution worldwide upon every Christian that stands for Jesus Christ and believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God and that he died and rose again. You stand on that, you will be beheaded. And the minute you're beheaded, your soul will immediately go to heaven. If you rejected and received the mark, you will be able to buy and sell. But your soul is unredeemable. You cannot be saved at all if you receive the mark of the beast. You are totally damned. And all the world wondered after the beast. The whole world, literally, majority of the world will literally be lost. Not because of God couldn't save nobody, because people don't want salvation. The devil has deceived the whole world, and the whole world lied in wickedness. The whole world lied in wickedness. Listen what it said. And that no man might buy or sell, and he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom, let him that hath the understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Who is the man? There's only one man on the planet right now. There's only one man on the planet right now that stands at 6'6". You said, no, it ain't. Yeah, it's Shaq. There's basketball players 6'6", 6'7". No, I'm talking about a man that's a king, that's a prince, and that has authority over 10 European countries right now. They get ready to put him in play to take control of NATO. And this man comes from a country that's in the midst of these 10 horns that Daniel talked about. To make a long story short, he said, and I saw 10 horns. After I saw these 10 horns, I saw another little horn that came up amongst the 10 horns. And there's only one place in the whole wide world there are 10 nations, and this 10 nation is going to be controlled by another nation that came up after they came up, which was Spain. Is the 11th horn, as Daniel expressed it, and Daniel explained it, this 11th horn, out of this 11th nation that came out of the 10 European common markets, the only nation that came up after the 10 horn was Spain, which was the 11th horn, and out of that 11th horn, the Antichrist will come, and he stands at 6'6". He's got 6 letters in his name. His whole name, each name that he has 6 letters in it. And that's King Felipe. King Felipe. King Felipe out of Spain. He is the king of Spain. His father was named Juan Carlos. Juan Carlos was the king of Spain from 1975 until 2014. 2014, he was 80-some years old, too old to go on, so he gave the throne to his son, which is King Felipe, and King Felipe is now going to become the head of NATO, the 10 horns that Daniel talked about, the 10 horns, the 10 crowns that John the Revelator talked about, the 10 nations that now is united together to build an army, and these 10 horns are against a nation right now that's getting ready for World War III. World War III is coming up, and World War III will be started by Gog and Magog. Gog and Magog is Russia. Russia don't want nothing to do with NATO, and NATO don't want nothing to do with Russia. But King Felipe, after the rapture of the church, he will take control of the 10 European common market, and he will be looking at Russia. And Russia is telling the world right now, we're getting ready to do something that's going to shake the world in its core. God's going to shake the world in its core, because Russia is getting ready to build an army, woo, from 5 other nations on the planet, which is Libya, Ethiopia, Turkey, Gomer, Togomar, are building armies right now because they are planning to do something, woo, that's going to shake the world. And that is, they're planning on invading Israel. They are going to invade Israel. Listen to what I'm saying. People don't listen. They read the Bible and they don't know what they read. Listen. Russia is Gog and Magog, Meshach and Tubal. There's 2 chapters in the book of Ezekiel that tells you exactly what Russia is going to do and how they're going to do it. They're trying to get rid of Ukraine and get Ukraine empty because they're going to use that spot. And Putin now is working with other 5 other countries to unite together and come confederates so they can make an attack up on Israel. They want the Middle East. It's the richest land on the planet. They got more oil, more gasoline, more gas. They got food. They got good weather. Why? Because God blessed that land through Abraham and gave it to Abraham's seed. And Abraham's seed is the Jewish people. And the Jewish people are going to live in the land during the millennium reign. But now Russia is making a plan to make an attack up on Israel. And guess what? They cannot attack Israel until after the rapture of the church. You better listen. You better listen, honey. Because this is real, real. This is real. This is no joke. Russia is getting ready to make an attack upon the Jewish people. And God said in the 38th and 39th chapter of Ezekiel, he said, I'm going to shake the earth. I'm going to shake it to its core. I'm going to shake it until the fishes of the sea are going to know of you. Every human being is going to feel the earthquake that's going to happen in the Middle East. Bible says so. It says so in the 38th and 39th chapter and the last 5-6 verses of each chapter. He said, I'm going to call the fishes of the sea and men to get confused that they'll wipe out each other. God said, if you touch my Jewish people, you touch the apple of mine eye. It may be better for you to go down by the meal brook and hang yourself if you mess with my people, because they are the jewels of my life. These are the people that what? Wrote the Holy Scripture. These are the people that chose, that God chose through Abraham. These are the people that gave other nations and to warn other nations. There's only one true living almighty God in heaven and in earth and made everything therein, and there's no other God besides him. And God said, I'm going to prove it to the Israel people. I'm going to prove it to the Gentile that there's only one name that you can call on and get an answer and get result, and that's the name of Jesus Christ, because he is God almighty in the flesh. But listen, World War III is coming. It's coming in the next 4 months. I give it 4 months. And the world is going to go berserk. Church folks are going to cry out. You hear what I said? They're going to cry out. The hypocrite is going to cry out. The sinner man is going to run. And the world is going to be shocked. Suicide is going to go up when the rapture occurs. Suicide rate is going to go sky high. Hollywood movie stars are going to be confused and say, well, we'd already made a movie of that. We making movies now. What the world seems like it's going to end up to be. We don't make films on Armageddon, on the invasion from planets. We don't make movies on UFOs. We don't make movies on demons and devils. We don't make movies on everything that the devil can dish out. And that's what the devil dishing out. Because what you see on TV now don't come from heaven. It comes from hell. Every false, faking preacher is going to pull the hair out of his head. Bible says, whatever you sow, that you shall also reap. Preachers are not preaching. They're scared about it. They're preaching motivation speeches. They're preaching everything about how rich you can get and how famous you can get. Well, God said, I'm not interested in that. I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in salvation to receive Jesus Christ before it's everlasting too late. Because hell is a long place. Hell is a hot place. Hell is a place of remorse. Hell is a place of agony and pain. Hell! You don't want to go there. You don't want to go there. You may think I'm praising that I lost my cotton picking mind, but I'm a radical on this, and I love every one of you out. I just love you so much, and I hope I can help you to let you know how close we are. Don't be left here. Please don't be left here. You need to come to Jesus right now. You need to come to Jesus right now. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, God himself. He became a man. And through that manhood, he was human. And by him being human, he tasted death for every human being. And by him tasting death, he made a way that I can escape the burning flames of Gehenna, the burning flames of hell. I can get escape through Jesus Christ. And no other way I can get it. I can't get it on my looks. I can't get it on the little bit of money I make. I can't get it on my little bit of talent that I have. Can't get it. Can't get it off my mama, my daddy, or my sister. Can't get it. I got to go to Calvary. I got to call out on the name of Jesus Christ and say, Lord, I'm going to tell you how to do it. Lord, I'm sorry for sinning against a holy God. A holy God that he's so holy that no man can stand before him unless that man is holy himself. I can't stand before God now because I live in a kind of like a depraved body. My body is still got inbred with sin. But only time I can see Jesus Christ face to face without blinking an eye is I got to have a new body. I got to have a glorified body. I got to have a body like Jesus Christ. I got to have a body that's eternal. So my soul will unite with this glorified body, and I'll be a perfect man. I'll be a sinless man. I will never sin again in my eternity that I live with Jesus Christ. Never sin anymore. Sin will be done away with. Sin will be cast into the lake of brimstone and fire. And those that rejected Jesus Christ will be burning forever. I don't like to say that, but it's in the Bible. And God don't even like to say that. But it's in the Bible. That's in his word because of his holiness. He's so holy that the moon and the stars and the galaxies and the quasar is impure to his sight. Because when Satan fell from heaven, he polluted the whole universe. And God is going to cleanse it. And he's going to renew it and make a brand new heaven and earth. He's going to renovate this earth. He's going to set it on fire. And he's going to renovate and purify it. And he's going to use it for our inhabitants here on earth. And he's going to rule and reign before he burned the earth up. He's going to rule and reign on this earth for 1,000 years and bring man back in the right relationship with Jesus Christ. And he's going to let man have one more testing. And that testing is unbelief. It's one sin you can't blame on the devil. One sin you cannot blame on the devil. What is the sin, Minister Bazaar? The sin is unbelief. God going to prove to the angels, seraphim, cherubim, he's going to prove to every human being, he's going to prove to every demon and devil, he's going to prove that there's one sin you can't blame on the devil, and that sin is unbelief. Because the Bible says unbelief is man's part. Man. And he's going to prove it by the millennium reign. Listen to what he's going to do in the millennium reign. He's going to bring back order. He's going to bind the devil. There's only one sin man going to deal with, that unbelief. And those people that came through the tribulation period in their natural body, that saved, will enter into the millennium reign. And they will repopulate the earth and have babies. These babies will be born and they will grow up. And the longevity of life will be, they'll be able to live, they'll be able to live like 300, 400, 500, 600, 700, 800, 900. They'll be able to live 1,000 years and repopulate the earth. And Jesus Christ will be on the earth. And he will rule in the temple that's going to be rebuilt after the Antichrist is destroyed. The millennium temple will be built by Jesus Christ, and he will sit in the temple and rule and reign with a rod of iron, and people will be brought back into the right relationship with Jesus Christ. And those babies and those children that were born and raised those 1,000 years will see what? The nail prints in his hand. They will see every identified mark that Jesus Christ received on the cross. They will know that he is Lord. They will know that he died and rose again. They will know that. They will have all. It'll be so beautiful and so wonderful. You have to worry about no more problems. The only problem that man will deal with in the millennium reign is unbelief. The animal world will come back, and the lion will lay down with the lamb, and the bear with the kid goat. Ooh, this people will have so much joy and peace, and we will worship the Lord. And all those that see the Lord during the millennium reign, they will have an opportunity to receive Christ at that time. But although they don't see Jesus Christ and do all, they don't went through all the concept of having a witness. They saw the Savior. They felt the nail prints in his hand. They seen it. And there'll be a large group of people who still will not believe that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. And God's going to let the devil loose one more time. The 20th chapter of Revelation. He's going to let him loose one more time. And those that did not receive Jesus Christ during the time of the millennium reign, they will come around the city of Jerusalem and come against Jerusalem and try to overthrow Jerusalem. And the Bible said fire fell from heaven and consumed them. That's called the Gog and Magog. It's called Gog and Magog. It's called Gog and Magog in the first war with Russia. This is the second Gog and Magog. To prove to the world one sin that will damn your soul to hell is unbelief. That means that you never, never accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And so now, God done gave man seven tests. The test of innocent conscience, the test of self-government, the test of law, the test of promise, the test of grace, and the test of the Holy Spirit. And they all seven got an F. Because man is totally depraved. He's totally depraved. And if he don't come to Christ, he will stay in that depraved condition forever in hell. Don't go to hell, my friends. This is Elder Bazaar. Love y'all guys out there. I hope you continue to listen to the word of God. Jesus Christ is coming back soon. Morning, night, or noon. I don't know what hour or what day, but I'll tell you one thing. He's coming back this year. He's coming back during the feast, appointed times of the Lord. And there's three feasts left that has to be fulfilled. It has to be fulfilled. The Semita year ends in 2029. After that, there's no more Semita years for a good while. And that will run you over into what? Woo, another dimension. Every 2,000 years, something happened. Absolutely. From Adam to Abraham, 2,000 years. From Abraham to the birth of Jesus Christ, 2,000 years. From the birth of Jesus Christ until the second coming of Jesus Christ, 2,000 years. Because the church age will end this year. I believe. Church age will leave this earth. And there's seven more years to fulfill one generation of 80 years. And that's 2029. Everything will be fulfilled the end of 2029. You don't want to be left here during the rapture. When the rapture comes and you left here, you will have to go through the tribulation if you don't die. And if you're not saved tonight, and you're not sure, and you want to make sure, Apostle Paul gives us the formula. Confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead 2,000 years ago, stayed in the earth for 3 days and got up on the third day morning for your justification. If you repent and turn with a contrite spirit, a broken spirit, you're so broken up, you're so sorry that you have done some evil things against God Almighty and his holiness. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. If you need to come tonight, this evening, you can come. You don't have to be in the church. You can be in your home. You can be in your living room. You can be in your dining room. You can be in your bathroom. You can come to Jesus right now. This is ABC. It's not hard. The world is in rebellion against God. A sad condition, a sad, sad, sad condition. But there is hope in Jesus Christ. There is glorious hope. There is eternal hope. There is eternal joy. There is eternal, because when he comes, he's coming like what? A twinkle of an eye. The dead in Christ shall rise. And we that remain alive shall be called to meet the Lord in heaven. The only thing you've got to do is ask the Lord Jesus to come in. Open up your heart and humble yourself and repent. Godly sorrow. Godly sorrow. Not sorrow of the world. There's sorrow of the world and people cry, but that's not sorrow. That sorrow ain't going to save it. It's repenting. It's turning to God from Satan and all his deceivable lying wonders, all his propaganda, all his big bads. He think he bad, but he's no wimp. And he shakes at the name of Jesus Christ. He can't handle Christ for nothing. He tried to fail. He tried to get Jesus Christ. He tried to get Jesus Christ to sell his soul. The last temptation that he called out, he called out and said, hey, if you will fall down and worship me, this is the devil talking to Jesus. If you will fall down and worship me, I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world. In other words, sell yourself to me for worship, and I'll give you the world. And Jesus said, it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord God, and him only thou shalt serve. And told Satan, hit the road, Jack. Hit the road, Jack. Don't you know who? You got the audacity. You got the nerve. You got the gall to sell the world to me, and I made the world and everything therein. Who you think you fooling? Get out of here. The devil is no match against Jesus Christ, but the devil will and has twisted mankind into what? A beast. A beast. My God. This is Elder Bazaar. I love you guys out there. All the saints out there, my brothers and sisters. I love you. I want to continue on doing this until my time is up. I've been doing this since 2006. And I know the Lord's getting ready to kind of close it down. I don't want to close it down. I don't want to go off the air, but I'm going to go as long as I can. And if you don't hear my voice, I'm going to tell you right now, if you don't hear my voice in September and October, I'm gone. I'm going to be with the Lord. I ain't tired of this world, but I'm just tired of the killing and the murdering and the raping and church folks acting up and preaching lies and deceiving people. I can't stand it. I'm tired of him, babies being killed and folks are being shot and ran over. I'm tired of that. And I know God's tired of it. He's been going with it for like 6,000 years. I've only been going with it like 77 years. And I'm praying, Lord, give me strength, give me grace to continue on to preach till I can't preach no more. But I lift up the name of Jesus Christ. I lift up his blood. I lift up the cross. I lift up his nail-scarred hands. I lift up his nail-scarred feet and the whips on his back. I lift up everything he done for me. I'm talking about what God done for me. He died for me. I admit he died for me. I'll shout he died for me. I know he died for me. And by him dying for me, I say, save me, Lord Jesus. And I wish you would do the same thing. Just say, Lord, save my soul from the devil's hell. Save my soul from the epitome of the slew-foot demons and devils that roam in this earth day and night. Come on in. Only thing you got to say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I'm sorry for my sins. I repent of my sins. I'm turning from Satan. I'm turning to you. Walk in my life. Come on in my life. Take control of my life. Wash me in your blood in Jesus' name. For God is real. God is love. God is real. He's real. He's real. Praise God. I can't sing, but I like to sing this. It might not sound good, but I'm going to sing that. Listen to this. There's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. Millions have come, but there's still room for one. There's room at the cross for you. There is room, oh yes it is, at the cross for you. There is room at the cross for you. Millions have come, but there's still room for one. There is room at the cross for you. Have you ever been to a football game and all of a sudden they sold out a ticket and you couldn't get in? You had to go back home? But I want to tell you something. There's room at the cross for you. There is room at the cross for you. Millions have come, yes, but there's still room for one. There is room at the cross for you. Yes, there's room at the cross for you. Millions have come. 2,000 years, millions and millions and millions have already came. Ain't no, and it never will get crowded. There's always room for one. I hope you be that one tonight. If you just kneel on the side of your bedside, bow your head, you know you ain't right. You know you haven't accepted Jesus Christ. You can do it right on your bedside. Just say, Lord, come into my life. I don't want to be left here. I want to be caught up in the rapture. I want Jesus Christ to come and get me. I want Christ to save my soul. He can do it right now. He can do it right now. I want God to bless you, hold those and listen. I want you to continue to pray for me because I love every one of y'all. I can't say that enough. I can't say that enough. And I hope in my heart, deep down in my heart, I've helped you in some way in reading the word and telling you what the book said, tell what Revelation said, because we're getting ready to enter in. We're getting ready. The church won't enter into the tribulation period, but those that are left here will enter into the tribulation period, where the world will come total confused. Don't be left here. If you're left here, you got to put your faith in Jesus Christ. I mean, heavy. Because you ain't going to have a friend on this planet. You ain't going to have a friend on this planet but Jesus Christ that will protect you with and be truthful to you. Anybody else you cannot trust. I don't even trust myself, let alone trusting somebody else. I thank God for being God all by yourself, keeping me, guiding me, leading me, and loving me. Because God do love you. Oh, yes, he loves you. He loves you so much that he did the greatest thing that ever done in eternal history. He died once and for all to save your soul from sin and give you a new life and give you a new home. After a while, when we head for the skies. Father, we thank you for the word tonight. We thank you for those that are listening. We thank you for those that made a choice tonight in Jesus' name. Confess with your mouth, believe with your heart that God raised Jesus Christ to dead. Be repentant of your sins and turn to God. Give him all you got. In Jesus' name, amen. I'll see you Sunday evening, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock. May God bless you. May his face smile upon you. And hope to see you soon in Jesus' name. Good day.